Today is Wednesday, May 5th, 2021, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. I have a lot of things to talk about on today's episode. Apparently, Gary let me know that I did not talk about Cheesecake Factory on this little show. I talked about it on Throwing Down, and, you know, I try to spread my content around as best I can. And I don't have that exciting of a life. But, yeah, I do. So, basically, we went to Cheesecake Factory. It was good. I had tamale cakes. Loved them. We also had fried chicken sliders. We had samosas. We had cheeseburger spring rolls. We decided to do kind of a small plates sort of thing, so we only ordered appetizers. And I love the bread. But that's what we did. Yeah, we did it. So, on Twitter, there was some talk about my state. And look, I'm not going to try to defend my state in general, because there are definitely people in this state that are, you know, not the most intelligent. But anyway, they were talking about the fact that Arkansas didn't order all of the vaccines that, you know, that they were provided. And they were saying, I don't know, just making fun of that and the fact that Arkansas is not, you know, we're not vaccinating as much as we should and all that kind of stuff, and how we'd rather go to church and all of this kind of stuff. And then Laughing Buddha says, so Eaton Dix, which is Wes Stone, posted an article about at least 25 states are not ordering all the COVID-19 vaccine doses available to them due to lower demand. Arkansas didn't order any new shots last week, is what I'm assuming it says. And Laughing Buddha responded, yet Geeky Gay TV, that's my handle on Twitter if anyone wants to follow me, I wants to go back to the church orchestra. So, and there was this long, you know, this long conversation about from different people, you know, now I can't find it, but there, it seems like there was more than just the two comments, but anyway, it doesn't matter. Tastes Like Burning Tim had said something, and Mark was saying we have a responsibility, or Laughing Buddha, sorry, had said we have a responsibility to the global community. And Eaton Dix, which is Wes Stone, says they love their Lord and not, they love the Lord and their COVID. And I just want to say, I want to defend some people in Arkansas. There are, I just want to let all of you know, yes, I live in Arkansas. It's one of the poorer states in the union, not the poorest. I think Mississippi is the poorest. And there are people who are ignorant here in Arkansas. But I would argue that there are ignorant people everywhere. Now, maybe we have a larger concentration. You know, I'm even going to go out on a limb and say, yeah, there are a lot of conservatives in Arkansas, and some of them are intelligent. Some of them actually have brains. There are a lot of people that did get the vaccine. When Mark and I went to get the vaccine, there were, I don't know how many people, but there were loads of people there. His company has been having every Friday, they've been having vaccination dates. He's been volunteering. So some people in Arkansas are going, my parents got vaccinated. Now I realize my mom struggled. I realize my mom struggled and, you know, wasn't sure whether she was going to get it or not. But yeah, I just want to say, you know, everyone in Arkansas is not dumb. And I had talked about, you know, going to Cheesecake Factory on Throwing Down, and one of the listeners of Throwing Down, I assume because he heard it, so I guess he listened to Throwing Down, was saying, he said, let me get this straight. My King Adam drives to Oklahoma to eat dinner and drives to St. Louis to get a haircut. What does he do in Arkansas? Is Arkansas a third world country masquerading as a state? And no, so everybody has this bad impression of Arkansas. Like, it's beautiful. There are hills and mountains and trees and rivers and lakes and ponds, and it's very beautiful. I grew up here, and there are lots of good things about Arkansas. It's just that it skews conservative, but so does Texas. You know, everybody from Texas thinks they, you know, they're the best thing since sliced bread. You know, Florida skews very conservative. I mean, everybody loves to go to Disney World. And Arkansas just happens to skew conservative, and a lot of those Fox News watchers happen to live here. But there's, look, the town I grew up in, we had to drive 2 hours to get to the mall. It was a very small town, about 8,000 people or something. The town I live in now only has 5,000. But I'm in kind of a suburb, so the larger towns have much more. Not anything compared to some of these really large cities, but, you know, but we have quite a few people. We have malls, we have movie theaters, we have a theater in Fayetteville where Broadway musicals come. You know, we have a different Broadway musical every month or two, not during COVID, but I mean, you know, when they're actually traveling around. In fact, Mark is thinking about volunteering at the local theater. So we have lots of things in Arkansas. And I moved back here mainly because my family was here and I had had a bad breakup and I just wanted a change, and I got offered a really good job. And so I make a lot of money. I live in a house that costs a lot less than it would in some of these other places like California or New York. So I'm able to afford a better lifestyle than I would be able to afford should I live in some of these non-third world countries. And I'm paid really well for what I do. And I complain about it all the time. Oh, well, so what? So the other thing, another thing I wanted to mention is my mom. So my mom called. I didn't even realize Mother's Day is this weekend. I thought for some reason I was like, oh, May 21st or something. And, you know, it's funny. Mark and I are going to be gone on May 21st. So I don't know why I was thinking I was going to be able to do something with her that weekend because we're going to be out of town. But she calls me today and says, my brother is coming this weekend and with his whole family because it's Mother's Day. And she lets me know, my mom has been so excited. When we were growing up, we had a swimming pool and we had my dad, and it was on top of the ground swimming pool, which I judge a little bit. Sorry, Kathy Bacon. Just a little. I prefer an in the ground pool is all I'm saying. But so, you know, my mom wanted a pool. It's been a long time. When they lived in Indiana, when I was in college, they had an in the ground pool. They had a really nice saltwater in the ground pool. But when they moved back to Arkansas, the house they bought didn't have a pool. And so my mom has been wanting a pool for years. And they would even go buy these inflatable pools and stuff for the grandkids, air quotes. But my mom would get in them because she just wanted a pool so bad. So my mom was so excited because my stepfather, I think both of my grandparents died within the past 3 years. And I think there must have been in some inheritance. And so my parents are doing some work on their house. They're saying, oh, this is going to be the final time we do any work on our house before we die, basically. And so they're putting a roof over the patio in the back. They're extending their patio there. And they were going to put in a pool, but it was going to be an on top of the ground pool because their yard's really small. I don't think anyone could really get into the yard because they have neighbors all the way around. So I don't think a pool company would be able to get into digging in the ground pool. And they were going to build a deck around it and make it look nice. They had already bought the pool. And mom says to me, we looked at the homeowners association rules and we found out they don't allow on top of the ground pools. And she said, and we even called them and they said they would not make an exception, even though we said we were going to make it look really nice. And she was so sad. I mean, I know, first world problem. But my mom is 72. She's retired. My stepdad is in the process of trying to sell his business so he can retire. And all they wanted was a little on top of the ground pool so they can go out there and soak, you know? And I felt bad about it. I love my mom. I want her to be happy. And I don't think they can, like I said, I don't think they can do an in the ground pool, and I don't think they can afford it, but I also don't think it's possible. Because, again, there would be no way for the trucks to get in there to do the digging and all that kind of stuff, because there's just no room. So that was bad news. But anyway, I found out that my brother's coming over and or coming up to see us. And so Mark says, oh, they haven't seen the house and we should invite them over to do dinner. So now Mom was saying we were going to go over to her house to have dinner for Mother's Day and we were just all going to hang out there. But now I'm going to see if they can come over here so that my brother and his wife can see the new house. Even though we've been in it about a year, but it's new to them. But I don't think I want to cook. I think I just want to order food. Because it's my brother, his wife, and they have 4 children. And between the two of them, so that's 6. And then my parents, that's 8. And then Mark and I, that's 10. I don't think I want to cook for 10 people this weekend. I'm just going to order some barbecue beef and buy some buns. Be like, okay, we're having barbecue sandwiches and Lay's potato chips. So I have a lot of subscriptions. Mark and I were talking about, you know, because we cut the cord. We no longer subscribe to cable, but we have every cable, every streaming service you can imagine. And so Mark was saying the other day, you know, you really need to list those out and we'll pay ourselves back from the joint account for whatever we pay every month for those because we share the cost of that. And so you should put them in our spreadsheet. And so I was thinking, you know, I probably have a lot of services that I pay for that I've forgotten. I have 12 Audible credits right now, which is the max. I have a lynda.com subscription. I haven't taken a Lynda course in over 2 years, and I've been paying for this subscription. So I decided, you know what, I'm going to list all of my subscriptions in a spreadsheet, and I'm going to go and I'm going to cancel stuff that I don't use. So I have 36 subscriptions. Now, this includes domain names. This includes, you know, that I renew every year. This includes Pride 48 stuff. But I have 36 subscriptions, including the television stuff. I found a savings of $100 a month and a savings of one thing that I was paying $178 a year for, one time, big time. And there are even more that I think I'm going to cancel. Dropbox. I think there are a couple other things that I'm going to be able to cancel. But right now, so I canceled a bunch of stuff today. I canceled Audible. I canceled this resume site called Live Career. I canceled something else. I canceled Kindle Unlimited, Lynda.com, Storyblocks, like all of this stuff. I've already saved myself $1,310 this next year. I'm going to be rolling in the money. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I will talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.